Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Arlen, let's take a look at what's going on here in the grains and the livestock. Starting with the grain trade, we are trading down sharply here, kind of another sell-off day in front of us here with the final day of November. What are you seeing throughout the grain markets today?
Yeah, absolutely. We started with follow-through weakness after the weakness we saw yesterday. We're getting to the end of the month, and typically we do see some position squaring, and then we get new money come in at the start of the new month. But then the Omicron news over the weekend really kind of accelerated the fears and money moving to the sidelines, probably a good way to say it. Whenever the VIX goes high, that means fear is growing on Wall Street, and that means that even though a trader may be bullish about a particular commodity, unless it has a really strong, compelling story, they're going to want to move their money to the sideline to see how things play out. And that really accelerated today when Jerome Powell, who's chairman of the Federal Reserve, testified before Congress. Went into that testimony, the thinking was in the markets that he might, because he'd made statements in his prepared comments about how Omicron presents some risks to the economy. And so the general thinking was that he would be more of maybe slow the tapering of stimulus and take a more dovish stance. And so that's what they were prepared for. And instead, he came out more hawkish, acknowledging the risk of Omicron, but saying inflation may be needing to get under control and being more hawkish. And so when he did that, immediately we started seeing the dollar rally off of its lows, the stock market accelerate its losses, and simultaneously the commodities did as well. That includes the energy and the grain and oil seeds. And so the grain and oil seeds really accelerated the losses when that happens. And of course, with these new algo computers trading momentum signals, they piled on as momentum went lower. They just piled on to sell orders at that time with buyers stepping aside and letting it happen.
Arlen, over in the livestock trade, starting to see more pressure flood into cattle and hogs here as well. Is this more just the general sell-off tone in livestock, or are you seeing something else there?
Yeah, I think the initial tone was we've come a long ways. We've pushed prices higher, and yes, the cash market is above the board for live cattle. It's the opposite for hogs, which leaves them more vulnerable. But for live cattle, the cash market was up there as high as 140 last week. But then the thinking was, okay, the packers have some formula cattle to access this week. But when we see the stock market start selling off hard, and particularly the tech sector is really selling off hard, that tends to be an anchor to the live cattle futures as well. And so when Jerome Powell made his comments about 9:30 Central Time, 10:30 Eastern, that's when we saw the selling accelerate in the live cattle futures at that time as well.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with the team at agmarket.net, get their thoughts on Tuesday's closing numbers. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Tuesday, November 30th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.